Welcome to BSS Stories Online. This is Storyteller Who is a Boss. Today the story is A Mouse in a House. I hope you'll enjoy our story today. I want you to sit back, relax and listen our story. A Mouse in a House. Poor Kitty was worn out. She had spent a week chasing an invisible mouse. As she hunted for it day and night, Kitty began to wonder if the mouse really was invisible or whether it just didn't exist. Perhaps the invisible mouse was all in her imagination. There was no smell, trace, or sound of a mouse in the house. And yet, it all began last Saturday when the family returned home from shopping. Kitty had stayed at home like the good God cat she is. The children were really excited when they got home and started unpacking everything. "Careful," said Dad. "Let me do it. Where's the mouse, James?" "In the box, Dad," said James. "Right," said Kitty to herself. "There's a mouse in a box somewhere around here, and I'm gonna get it." Kitty jumped on the first box, clawed it open, but didn't find a mouse. "Kitty, get out of that box," shouted Amber. "Dad, Kitty's ruining everything." Kitty climbed onto the sofa to wait for things to calm down. As she waited, Kitty kept careful watch just in the case the mouse suddenly appeared. At last she heard Dad said, "James, click on the mouse." "No, not like that. Slide it across there." "They must have all gone mad," thought Kitty, looking around. "There's no mouse here. I'm sure of it. That was a week ago, and poor Kitty is still on a guard duty looking out for a mouse in the house. She hasn't realized that the only mouse in the house is connected to a computer." And that's the story of the mouse. I hope you found it interesting. And don't forget, you will find more stories on this channel. For now, from me, Muizabaz. Bye-bye.